Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Greg's Welding to close after 44 years in Gillette. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalene. A longtime Gillette business is closing its doors after more than four decades of service. Greg's Welding, located on East Energy Street, will officially shut down on December 20th, ending a 44-year chapter as one of the community's well-known welding and fabrication shops. According to County 17, owner Greg Doherty made the announcement in a letter Wednesday, calling the decision difficult, but the right one for himself, his family, and his employees. Since opening in 1981, Greg's Welding has provided welding, crane trucking, steel building construction, and field services to customers across the region. Doherty expressed heartfelt gratitude to the customers and vendors who supported the business over the years, saying their loyalty and trust helped the company grow, weather challenges, and remain a valued part of the Gillette community. He said it had been an honor to work alongside the partners and workers who helped the business keep running for four decades. As the closure date approaches, Greg's Welding says it will fulfill or properly transition all remaining commitments. He ended his letter with a simple message of gratitude. Thank you again for the past 44 years. It has been an honor to work with you. Pedestrian injured after being hit by pickup in Albertson's parking lot. A 69-year-old man was taken to the hospital Tuesday afternoon after being struck by a pickup truck in the Albertson's parking lot. Gillette police were called just after 1 p.m. when bystanders reported a man laying on the ground near the store's pharmacy entrance. Officers learned that the man had been hit by a 2020 Chevy pickup driven by a 78-year-old man. According to police Captain Kelly Alger, the driver told officers he simply did not see the pedestrian while driving through the parking lot. The victim was transported to the hospital for treatment of his injuries. The driver was cited for improper lookout. Police continue to review the incident, but no further charges have been announced. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shalene.